Manx Radio's update with Christian Jones.
Hello, Fastermy. Good afternoon. 5 o'clock on Monday, the 19th of January. I'm Christian Jones and this is Update. Welcome into 30 minutes of all the latest news, sport and travel compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's newsroom. On the way tonight, it's Blue Monday, so what better time than to sack some ministers? The Chief Minister's carried out a major reshuffle of his Council of Ministers a day before Tymwald and just a month away from the budget. We'll bring you all those details and reaction to that shock announcement. We'll also bring you an interview with the Chief Minister himself. All of that on the way for you. As always, do drop me a message if you want to say hello. Text WhatsApp to 166 177, email studio@manxradio.com. But first, let's get the latest news headlines read by Amy Griffiths. Faster, my Amy.
With 4 weeks to go until the budget and 8 months until Manx voters head to the polls, Alfred Cannon has sacked both his Treasury and Infrastructure ministers. Alex Allenson's being replaced in Treasury by Douglas Central MHK Chris Thomas, who says his immediate focus will be taking a slower approach to the implementation of the minimum wage. Meanwhile, Tim Crookall returns to Infrastructure after Michelle Hayward was asked to step down. He says his week one priorities will be to pause the rollout of the 20-mile-an-hour scheme. Douglas Central member Anne Corlett spearheaded the 20s Plenty campaign in her constituency. She hopes the move will mean her original proposal might finally come to fruition.
Maybe this is an opportunity to do what I originally and have asked for the past how many years, to put a pilot scheme in Douglas Central with a ring road and evidence positives and negatives from that.
Meanwhile, a former minister says the Chief Minister's actions are a sign that the Isle of Man has a leadership vacuum. Laurie Hooper, who also leads the Liberal Vanin Party, says he has a real concern about Mr Cannon's decision-making.
I don't think it is the mark of a stable leadership or a good leadership to be panicking like this. I'm really feeling we have a leadership vacuum at the moment.
These people in Douglas have also been sharing their views.
I've been a voter for 70 years and this is a worse government in my recollection.
I'm trying to work out if that's the right move or not.
I think most people simply not be surprised that there's going to be a drastic U-turn.
In other news on the Isle of Man today, and shocking but not surprising, is how a parent group's reacted to reports that some young people on the island have been using AI-generated images to bully and ridicule their peers. It follows the recent warning from police of a rise in youngsters using artificial intelligence to generate rude and offensive images that could even amount to sexual offences. There's been a 42% reduction in the number of ruinous, dilapidated and dangerous properties in the capital over the past 2 years, according to Douglas Council. Leader Devon Watson says it follows the introduction of new schemes and a dedicated officer working to stop buildings becoming zero rated. Turning to international news now, and Donald Trump says he will 100% follow through on tariffs if there's no agreement on acquiring Greenland. He's threatened import taxes on the UK and 7 other European countries which oppose his takeover plans. Spain's Prime Minister is promising what he calls a thorough and absolutely transparent investigation into last night's train crash. At least 39 people were killed when a high-speed service derailed and hit another coming in the opposite direction. And actor Stephen Graham's revealed he lost the Golden Globe he won for Adolescence just hours after the ceremony. He says there was a mix-up at the airport and his suitcase didn't make the plane. Those are your headlines. I'll be back with the news in full at 6.
Amy, thank you, Gurumayad. Let's take a look at the weather now, brought to you by Manx Gloss and Glazing. Remaining dry with some clear intervals at first, but clouds cover will increase through the evening as the wind begins to freshen. Overnight brings the risk of some light patchy rain for a time and a minimum temperature of 6 degrees Celsius.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674-574. Or visit the showroom on the Snugbrough Trading Estate. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
5 past 5 on Manx Radio's Update. So let's go back to where it all started this morning and hear about how the news about the ministerial changes came about. Manx Radio's head of news, Beth Espy, takes us through how it all unfolded.
The first sign that something was about to happen came just after 8 a.m. this morning when political correspondent Phil Gorn dropped this hint.
There's limited news coming out so far. What we know is that a reshuffle has commenced. We know that the Chief Minister is looking to refine government's approach in a number of areas. That's a little vague at the moment, but I suppose we can certainly speculate. I mean, certainly the Council of Ministers, Isle of Man government, has had a number of high-profile areas where it's fair to say that the public are maybe not as on board as Council of Ministers would like. So could it be that some of those areas the Chief Minister has just decided, actually, we need a change here?
And we didn't have to wait too long for the first confirmation.
Well, the time has just gone at 20 past eight. As we told you a few moments ago, Manx Radio understands the Chief Minister has commenced a reshuffle of his cabinet. Our political correspondent Phil Gorn is with us. Phil, we are thinking an announcement with more details is imminent shortly. Do we have any more news on this?
We do. What we have just been told is that the Treasury Minister has stepped down. So the Chief Minister thanks the Treasury Minister, Dr. Allenson, for his input, but says there are divergences in policy matters. And I think that's been a pretty open secret now for a year or two, that the Treasury Minister and the Chief Minister perhaps sit on different sides of the political fence on many, many issues.
Now, interestingly, the Isle of Man government's official announcement said Dr. Allenson had chosen to step down. But since then, we've seen a letter sent to him which tells a slightly different story. It says, from the Chief Minister, "It is with regret I must ask you to stand down from your role as Treasury Minister to allow for a reset to be undertaken in respect of our approach to the economy." And that wasn't the end of the news.
So we've had an update from the Isle of Man government, as we know, this reshuffle underway this morning. We've just heard that the Chief Minister will recommend to the Lieutenant Governor the appointment of Chris Thomas as a minister, with the intention of appointing him to the position of Treasury Minister today.
More changes followed soon after.
Just heard in the last few minutes that the Infrastructure Minister, Dr. Michelle Hayward, has stepped down from her ministerial responsibilities with immediate effect. A statement from government goes on to say that, thanking Dr. Hayward for her contribution to government over the last 15 months, the Chief Minister commented, "Over recent months, it's been clear there have been a number of policy matters which have caused considerable friction between the government, Timwald, and elements of our society. It's my opinion that these matters need to be addressed and can no longer be left to resolve themselves through protracted political arguments. I would like to thank..." The Chief Minister goes on to say, "Dr. Hayward, for her work across what is a complex and large department over the last year, and wish her well for the future."
And Dr. Hayward's replacement was then confirmed.
Yeah, so a follow-up on that announcement a few minutes ago about the Infrastructure Minister stepping down. We've had an update to say the Chief Minister will recommend the appointment of Tim Crookall as Minister, with the intention of appointing him as Minister of Infrastructure.
So what we said about the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit thing was true, but what we are now told is Mr. Crookall will stop the rollout of the 20-mile-an-hour zones and also restore relations with local authorities. So Tynwald's policy still remains for there to be 20-mile-an-hour speed limits in residential areas. But by the sounds of things, this is going to be paused.
So this means a return to the Council of Ministers for Tim Crookall. He's been in and out of Comyn during this administration. This will be his third time as Infrastructure Minister and his fifth ministerial role overall. And for now, that's the reshuffle complete. The Chief Minister says all appointments to Comyn have been agreed and the ministerial lineup is final. We're told any further changes to departmental memberships will be made in the coming days, and the Council of Ministers in its new form met at 2 p.m. this afternoon to begin resetting priorities in key areas. So now attention turns to what changes and how quickly.
That's Manx Radio's head of news, Beth Espy there. So there we have it, a brief rundown of all the events that happened this morning. A lot to take in and digest. Some very surprising movements, sacking a Treasury Minister with only a month to go until the budget is unveiled. What's more, doing a reshuffle only a day before Tynwald 2. I'm going to bring you some reaction now. As you can imagine, a lot of voices adding their thoughts. One backbencher believes today's reshuffle feels like the Chief Minister is acting in a mad panic. That's Ramsay MHK Laurie Hooper, who was actually being interviewed as news of Chris Thomas's appointment broke. Here he is speaking to Chanel Suku.
I don't think Chris would have been necessarily my first choice for the Treasury Minister portfolio. I've got a lot of time for Mr. Thomas, but he tends to spend a lot of time worrying about definitions and technicalities rather than trying to see the big picture or actually getting things done. And in some ways, I think what's needed in the last 6 months of administration is ministers who are just happy to crack on and get things done. There's not a lot of time to go back to square one and revisit every single policy decision that we've ever made. But it's an interesting appointment. I wish Chris the best of luck, but we'll see how this all pans out, I suppose.
What's your reaction to all of this?
This doesn't feel like it was planned. It feels very much like the Chief Minister is acting in a mad panic over something. We had an email this morning that said he was reshuffling, and then very swiftly after that, the news obviously followed about the Treasury Minister. But to be honest, I can't imagine a good reason why you would replace your Treasury Minister weeks before the budget. I just cannot picture how this is a good idea.
Does this show, or would this kind of make people lose confidence in the leadership on the Isle of Man at the moment?
Well, you're making an assumption there that we have leadership on the Isle of Man at the moment, and I don't think we do. I don't think it is the mark of a stable leadership or a good leadership to be panicking like this, to be very clearly throwing all the cards up in the air just before the last budget of the administration, just 6 months before the end of the administration. I'm really feeling we have a leadership vacuum at the moment.
Have you been offered anything? Would you take it?
No, I definitely haven't been offered anything, and no, I can't see myself accepting another job under this Chief Minister. I think he and I are very different in terms of where we see our policy priorities, and I think we have very different views on so many things. I can't see that happening, if I'm being perfectly honest.
That's Ramsey MHK, Laurie Hooper speaking to Chanel Suku. Love to hear your thoughts on this, by the way. Text WhatsApp to 166177, email to studio@manxradio.com. Was the Chief Minister right to make such significant changes, or is this too little too late? Well, we'll stick with the response to this announcement. Welcome along if you're just joining us. We're discussing the shock announcement today that Treasury Minister Alex Allenson and Infrastructure Minister Michelle Hayward have both been sacked and replaced. Perhaps famously, Onken MHK Rob Callister knows what it's like to be removed from Comin, having spent less than 2 months at the helm of the Department of Health and Social Care back in 2022. He's been giving his reaction to the new appointments.
I'm not surprised that the announcements have been made today. I think one is transition a department into a safe pair of hands, and I think one announcement you consider to be an interesting selection.
And are you going to share with us which you think is which?
Yeah, I'll be happily to do that, Phil. I think Tim Krukel going back into the department, he knows very well. He's been in there twice before. I think he is a very safe pair of hands. I'm hoping that he will now be able to deal with issues that have been highlighted in the last few days around the airport. And more importantly, for many of my constituents, the rollout of the 20 mile an hour, and to make sure that the department is actually implementing what Timwald asked the department to do. And obviously the surprise choice is my colleague and friend Thomas going into Treasury. And that will be very interesting, because that's not an easy position for someone to have to stand up next month and deliver a budget which will not be their budget, and they will have had very little input into.
And of course, this shifts the balance of power to a more centre-right council of ministers. Do you think that's going to have any big impact before the election?
I think hopefully if we get these decisions right, it will make a big difference, because it's very clear. If you take something like 20 mile an hour zones in my constituency, it was very much a topic of discussion, because I don't think anyone disagrees about having 20 mile an hour zones around schools, or having them in the right place. It doesn't matter how the department describes it, it really did feel within my constituency that it was a blanket approach. And that was never what I was proposing or what I was supporting.
Onken MHK Rob Callister speaking to Phil Gorn, Manx Radio's political correspondent there. We'll take a quick break from all of this and we'll turn our attention to the travel now.
Manx Radio Travel, serviced by Quayside Tyres.
Okay, so we'll look on the roads to begin with. In Douglas, Crellin's Hill is closed until Wednesday. That's 24 hours a day for tree works. In Ballasalla for the next month, the Orisdale Road is being closed for resurfacing work. Also in Ballasalla, we've got temporary lights on the St Mark's Road. That's just north of the Fildraw Road turn. Elsewhere in Colby, we've got temporary lights on the main road near the pub. That's for patching work. And in Sulby, until the end of February, the Clannagh Road is closed between Sulby and the Sandy Gate for resurfacing. We'll take a quick trip down to the steam packet. All good for today. Tomorrow, though, the 1:45 in the afternoon Manxman from Heysham to Douglas, and then the 7:15 Douglas to Heysham. Both of those are cancelled because of poor weather conditions that are being forecast. And down at the airport, everything is looking all good there, so I'm not going to say there's anything happening there. Do keep an eye out. If you are due to be going on the steam packet, it looks as though there could be some disruption tomorrow.
Manx Radio Travel, serviced by Quayside Tyres. Call Quayside Tyres on 664417 to book your free vehicle's winter check, so your vehicle is safe for you and other road users. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
16 minutes past five here on Manx Radio. Well, in case you've forgotten with all the excitement from today, it's actually Tynwald tomorrow. No doubt the new ministers will be up to their eyeballs in Tynwald questions material, what they have to say when moving motions, whether they're still going to move them in their current forms. Well, Onken MHK Julie Edge has a motion to bring the minimum wage proposals in, but staggered over a longer period of time. Earlier today, she came up to Manx Radio. We had a little sit down to discuss, and I began asking for her reaction to today's news.
I think it's the right decision. I think it's been a bit long. It's been overdue, to be perfectly honest, because it's been quite clear that the policy direction is not the right direction for the Isle of Man. And obviously we're told, oh, things will happen in the budget. Well, sorry, you can't make policy decisions like the minimum wage and then to decide to give huge subsidies out from taxpayers' money without having the facts and the figures. And as Chris Thomas, actually, who's taken over, always says, it should be evidence-based policy making, and I don't think we've seen that. So it's been definitely the right decision by the Chief Minister.
And if there were these kind of frictions between the Chief Minister and the Treasury Minister for such a long time, why did it take almost the end of the administration for him to decide now is the time for a change?
I think this is the problem with our whole structure, really, and the Council of Ministers collective responsibility. And sometimes the wrong policy direction is taken, and it could be just that four people have gone one way and four have gone the other, but the Chief Minister, and I know people said, oh, he wants more power. It's not about more power, it's about making sure it's the right policy direction for the Isle of Man. And clearly there's been a lot lately that's not.
And your minimum wage motion, we know that the new Treasury Minister, Chris Thomas, is going to be revising the minimum wage proposals. He said he's going to be doing it in a almost like a staggered way, which is effectively what your motion looked to do anyway. Do you think he's going to go down the route that you're taking?
I'd hope so, because then that's proof that the work I've done. Something else that I felt was unprecedented this time, for him to start announcing and doing announcing that he's going to bring forward subsidy schemes and that before a budget, and the week before my motion, I think that was real politics playing out, that he was trying to persuade everybody, don't go with that motion. And certainly we've seen the end result of that. But I hope that Minister Thomas is going to support the minimum wage committee recommendation was 5% in April, and businesses supported that. They didn't necessarily want anything else. It was the 9.9 that was thrown everybody. And I know the second part of mine is that there's a further increase in November, but I think he's been very clear when he's announced today that he's going to do it in a phased approach and take time. That sounds to me like the 5% will be supported, but not necessarily the November. And that's good, because there's going to be a new administration, and who knows what policy direction I'll take then.
Onken at MHK, Julie Edge, thanks so much for taking the time. Now, in the last few minutes, political correspondent Phil Gorn has been speaking with the Chief Minister, Alfred Cannon, and we can now bring you some of that conversation.
Look, I make decisions. I work with what I'm given. And as you know, I've try to accommodate views. If anything, I have probably been far too considerate and far too ready to sort of accede to consensus views when actually I should have been putting my foot down. I probably should have been driving in a different direction and perhaps, you know, ideally, you know, loading the council with all the people who I knew were just going to vote the right way. But that by itself probably would not been enough to for us to have moved forward in a sensible way. And as I said, you know, part of the trick of running the political system that we do when you have so many independents, you know, is trying to ensure that you've got some balance in the council of ministers so that you can reach across Tim Ward. It's not a party system, Phil. It doesn't offer perhaps the attraction that one might have of loading a council of ministers with everybody who technically is completely signed up to your agenda. And that's the way that politics works over here. So people can think what they want. Of course, they're entitled to think along the lines that you've just suggested. But, you know, we had a vote of confidence last year. I'm committed to pushing things forward and delivering for the people of this island. And I've had to make tough decisions again. And, you know, so be it. That is it. And, you know, I'm confident that I've made the right decisions at the right time. As I say, we'll push it through now to a budget that will deliver for the people of this island. We've set out the framework about how that's going to be delivered. We'll sort out the row with business. We'll re-establish relationships. I'm sure put some confidence back in the fact that government is listening to people, whether that's local authorities, whether that's drivers and society being affected by 20-mile-an-hour zones, or whether it's business and people who are impacted by minimum wage. I want us to start listening, working together, and finding the solutions that will bind us together as a society and take us forward, not drive us apart.
That's the Chief Minister, Alfred Cannon, speaking to Phil Gawne. Do stick around. Phil Gawne will be up after our update. He'll be giving a full playout of that interview on that programme. So that'll be happening from 5:30. So stick around for that. But also, please do continue sending in your thoughts. Text WhatsApp to 166177. You can email to studio@manxradio.com too. Now, Chanel Suku's been out and about in Douglas to find out what you've been thinking.
I've been a voter for 70 years, and this is the worst government in my recollection. I just look at expertise in the people who are supposed to represent us, and I don't think any of them qualify as politicians.
A little bit surprised. I'm trying to work out if that's the right move or not. I'm not quite sure at the moment.
A former minister has said it shows no confidence, or it makes people lose confidence in the current leadership. Is that where you're at?
I don't think people have got much confidence in them anyway, to be quite honest with you.
I'm relatively neutral towards it all. I think it's a good thing there's change happening, to be honest.
I think that the 20 mile an hour speed limit was never really going to work on the Isle of Man. It's definitely something that a lot of people here felt strongly about.
I don't think it makes a huge amount of difference who's sort of in the individual positions. I'm a little bit surprised about the timing, because it feels that they started rolling out the 20 miles an hour speed limit at the end of last week, and now on Monday everyone's reshuffled and everything's changed. I think most people this morning would simply not be surprised by the news that all of a sudden, at the very last minute, or even past the last minute, there's going to be a drastic U-turn.
Some interesting thoughts there. Thanks to Chanel, who's been out and about in Douglas to find some of your thoughts. Well, when news of the replacement of both Treasury and Infrastructure ministers came, one MHK said it could be a silver lining, and Corlett's campaigned for some years and has used the strapline 20's plenty, and that aim was to control speed limits around schools in Douglas Central. Like most, she was taken aback by the news of the sackings this morning.
In many ways, this may not be such a bad thing, insofar as I've always campaigned for a ring road around the five schools in Douglas Central. That's really all I've ever asked for, and that's, you know, on behalf of the people that live there who have been consulted on this. This is what I've always tried to champion. So maybe this is an opportunity, because it's already been said that, you know, there's a step back going to be taken, to do what I originally and have asked for the past how many years, to put a pilot scheme in Douglas Central with a ring road and evidence positives and negatives from that.
Do you think the scheme as it was envisaged was a step too far?
I think it was becoming more and more difficult. It was very hard to consult with areas individually. I have felt between a little bit between a rock and a hard place in that this is what we wanted in our community. You know, when the consultation went out, 77% of the community around those schools asked for a speed reduction. And now I feel I just have to carry on campaigning for that.
And you will carry on?
Absolutely, I will. And I think my next step is probably to put a motion to Tim Wald to create that ring road and that 20-mile-an-hour zone around those five schools.
That's Douglas, Central MHK and Corlett. Well, there's lots more reaction, as you can probably imagine. This story isn't going to be going anywhere anytime soon. There'll be more on all of this in Manx Radio Breakfast tomorrow. But now let's take a look at the latest sports brought to you by The Print Shed. Darren Tempson's here with us. Fastamai, Darren, what's the latest?
Fastamai, starting with football, and Arden and Drogon Division 2 leaders Colby and Castletown were beaten in the preliminary round of the GH Corlett's Wood Cup at the weekend. St George's and Moran progressed to set up a tie with each other in the quarterfinals. Elsewhere, Douglas Royal will play Paul Rose United, Maloo host Douglas End District, and Governors Athletic travel to Rycob. The ties are due to be played on Saturday, the 21st of February. In the Canada Life Premier League, Corinthians survived a scare against Laxey to overcome the minus 3-2. Peel, meanwhile, aren't falling behind as they beat Braddon 4-1 to stay in touching distance of the league leaders. Other results in the Premier League saw Ayr lose 3-0 to St John's United, Onchan beat Rushen United 4-0, and Union Mills edged out Douglas Old Boys to win 3-2. In the second division, only two games were played on Saturday. Rycob put 5 past Douglas End District, while Pirols beat Governors Athletic 1-0. On to rugby, and it was a weekend to forget for all Manx sides at the weekend. Douglas missed a chance to make up ground on the Regional 2 North West leaders as they were beaten on Saturday. They lost 24-19 to Winnington Park, however due to losing a losing bonus point they had moved to third in the table. Ramsey and Vagabonds were also beaten in the County 3 ADM Lancashire Cheshire. The Northern side couldn't continue their form from last weekend as they lost to Oldham. Meanwhile, Vaggers were beaten 41-7 by Fleetwood. And in the women's NC2 North South, Vagabonds ladies lost 32-24 to Didsbury Hawk H. In hockey, Backers A and Vikings A are locked on 4 points after the opening two rounds of the 2026 Men's Premier League season. They beat Harlequins A and Valkyries A respectively. And every team in the ladies' divisions have now opened their seasons. Castletown A, Backers A and Vikings A all have 2 points so far in the ladies' Premier League. However, the action continues tonight as Harlequins A take on Valkyries A at QE2 at 7:30 p.m.
Gurumayad, Darren, thank you very much. Well, that is it for Update this evening. Thanks very much to newsreader Amy Griffiths. Up next, Phil Gorn has Agenda. He'll be speaking with the Chief Minister about today's happenings. Beth is back with you tomorrow. I'll be in the Tim Wald Chamber. So until next time, take care. Bye-bye for now.